I've made audio boos in the past about liking Formula One. I really like Formula One. And last weekend, something horrific happened. Felipe Massa, in last weekend's practice session, was hit in the head by flying debris from another car. Sent him to the hospital, and there was a news story came out yesterday that the doctors are saying that he may never regain full use of his left eye, which is just horrific. I mean, obviously it could have been a lot worse, and his crash helmet without a doubt saved his life, and it's great that, in essence he's going to be okay. But for somebody at the top of their sport not to be able to do what they do, without both eyes you can't drive. You need two fully working eyes to be able to tell distance, and if you can't tell distance, you can't drive. And I'm no fan of Felipe Massa per se. I don't really like the guy, really. But that's horrible. So thoughts and prayers are with Massa at the moment. Some other interesting news came out of it, though. Obviously, Ferrari are a man down, and so they were a car down for the actual race last Sunday. So they need a new driver temporarily. Hopefully temporarily, until Massa comes back. And of all the drivers to have managed to have gotten, Michael Schumacher's coming out of his retirement. He's been retired for 3 years, and he's going to come back and drive for his old team again. Obviously, he's still actually on that team, technically. It's not as a driver until now, which will be interesting. It would have been especially interesting if there wasn't a 4 week gap, if he'd have actually have had to have got in a car this weekend, because not only has it been, to my knowledge, 3 years since he even sat down in a Formula One car, but the Formula One car today is massively different to a Formula One car 3 years ago. It would be a huge change, and if anybody can do it, Schumacher can probably do it. But still, that would have been really interesting. But now he's got 4 weeks to get himself up to speed, and it'll be interesting to see how he does compared to what Massa was doing, Kimi Raikkonen's times, and obviously up against everybody else, the Brawns, the Red Bulls, and the McLarens, now that the McLarens are picking up as well. So that'll be really interesting. So well done, Michael, and get better soon, Felipe.